Welcome to another Ask the Experts teleseminar, an educational series sponsored by Alt Waters Technology in partnership with Energy Medicine Foundation. These second Thursday of the month events are designed to bring educational seminars to busy people, medical doctors and alternative practitioners, scientists and researchers, distance healers and intuitives are all a part of our show. And tonight, we have a very special speaker that will be interviewing Dr. Greg Mookney from Phoenix, Arizona. So put your phones on speaker, lean back, and get ready to take in cutting-edge information that tonight will fill in some of the big gaps in what you know about chiropractic. This is Carol Kepler, your host. And it's time for our guest to join us, Dr. Greg Mookney, online from Phoenix, Arizona. Dr. Greg, thank you so much for joining Ask the Experts tonight. Are you ready to roll?
Hi, Carol. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you and your audience today. I'm ready to roll.
Let's do it. Before we actually begin, though, I'd like to remind our listeners how we choose our experts. The first thing we do is an intuitive rating of integrity and competency in their field. And in this case, Dr. Greg's field is chiropractic, and the scale we used is an intuited negative 10 to positive 10 or better. So Dr. Greg would have to be what we call a 10-10 in both integrity and competency in order to be here with us tonight. But even more than that, Dr. Greg brings to chiropractic a very special quality that you will see unfold as we go through the next 60 minutes. So let's get started by asking for your take on chiropractic as a wellness therapy, Dr. Greg. There was a time when it wasn't recognized as such.
That's true, Carol. Chiropractic has come a long way against a lot of resistance in the field of science and medicine, as all new thoughts and ideas do before they emerge and have a more of a presence in our society.
That's one of my favorite sayings. I love that because it's so true.
Yeah, so now more people are aware of it, and it has many different branches and aspects and different ways that people apply it in our culture. And how people apply will actually allow them to get more or less benefit from this kind of a service.
There's so many different kinds of chiropractic, types of chiropractic. What's the difference between them? I think there may be people in our society who may still have a perception of chiropractors as bone crunchers. If I were looking for a chiropractor, what would I find out there?
Well, I had the privilege of going to a Sherman College of Straight Chiropractic, which is now called Sherman College of Chiropractic. It was started many years ago by some old-timers that wanted to really bring back the true spirit and essence into chiropractic. That at that time became more therapeutic and wanting there was a movement to become more like medical doctors and more allopathic. Mm. And what basically has evolved now is people can use chiropractic, they can use it to treat symptoms and their pain, or as I was taught, is that there's a deeper reason. And that goes with acknowledgement of that there is a higher intelligence. You can call it God or nature or spirit or wisdom. We call it in chiropractic universal intelligence. It really controls and gives intelligence and wisdom and force into the universe. And we, as in this branch of chiropractic that I practice, acknowledge that there is a inner intelligence and wisdom to our own bodies that really guides us, animates, motivates, coordinates all of our functions. And this force works through different operating systems in the body. One of those happens to be the brain, the nervous system. And so this energy comes from above down and inside out. So it's constantly creating us and recreating us every second of every day. And the point that I was raised with in chiropractic was that there's actually things called subluxations. These are things that cause interference, like the bones of our spine. Our bones protect our nervous system, and when out of alignment because of various reasons that we can get into in a moment, can interrupt this flow of wisdom and intelligence. And that leads to many potential breakdowns and problems in many areas and systems of our body. And the pureness of chiropractic is really about evaluating the person to see if they have these obstructions, to put forces into the spine, of which there's many different kinds. There's more, it's called more structural or more popping, cracking, as the lay public may term it, and also different devices, gentle tapping types of devices, or even like I like to use, is more most gentle forces applied to the nervous system for the release of these blockages, to therefore allow this power and wisdom to manifest itself through the body without any interference. And that there's different ways of applying the adjustments, and that's where maybe a person may look to their particular professional or chiropractor, or give them a call and see what kind of what their application of forces may be, and make it sure it's to their liking. But that's where the variations of chiropractic, the many different techniques, evolve from.
Wow, I'm impressed. And you mentioned that a lot of chiropractic now works on symptoms. Is that true?
I mean, a lot of people have always used chiropractic to feel better, so there's no doubt that that's a place. And you know, that's step maybe step one for somebody that has a problem. If they have a pain, sometimes all they want to do is get rid of it, whether
that's
it's a
right.
drug or chiropractic or various different modalities that are out there. Eventually, you want to develop, and what we teach is that there's a sacredness to the body and what's going on. And that's where we start thinking about turning traumas into treasures, where there really is no accident. Everything has a purpose, and people come in with various issues and problems, and if they can stay under care long enough rather than just treating their symptom or beyond just treating their symptom, they begin to develop or acquire a deeper awareness about this specialness, this preciousness called our human body, that it is a temple, and that we are responsible for more than just getting by in life, but it's about manifesting our true potential and playing full out in life if we choose to do that. And actually choosing to do that is really the only choice, because, I mean, life is so precious and so short, so we should be able to, we should have that desire to be better at everything we do, wherever we go.
This is not all chiropractic. This is the very specific chiropractic that you have learned that teaches this. True?
Well, yeah, nature has revealed this is more than you learn in a textbook, that's for sure, in chiropractic college or medical schools. And for over 20 years of working with people and listening to their bodies and seeing what nature has taught me has kind of led me to this point in life.
So what you're doing is quite different than what many others who are doing network chiropractic are doing. Is that true? It feels to me like that.
Yeah, I can't comment on what other people are doing. Just over time, everybody has a different experience and different things are revealed to them. So at this point in my life, I've seen so many things that just leave me in awe of what's possible in the body, and constantly working on helping them, and it's really about taking their life to the next level, and realize, and basically it's, but there's a lot of other aspects. It's a spirit, mind, body approach to healthcare, rather than just looking at the body as pure physical, just as it is physical, but it's also mentally, emotional. But there's also an acknowledgement, at least in my practice, is that we are spiritual beings first. We are a soul with a spiritual body that manifests itself in a physical form.
Absolutely.
So, In one way, we just want to make sure that that flow of energy, I mean, the pure chiropractic really taught me that a long time ago, this innate intelligence, this inborn wisdom, it knows more than all the books ever written, than all the greatest scientists put together. You gather the greatest minds and doctors and scientists, you give them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and they can't make living tissue, kidney cells, heart cells out of that, but your body does it every second of every day. It's amazing.
Not out of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. you also mentioned root cause or root source. We as a person working in energy myself, I see that many people doing our kind of work are also working with symptoms, as our doctors, of course. But that root cause is really the place to work, and I didn't know that chiropractic worked with root cause.
We have to acknowledge that people have their pains and their problems and their symptoms, so we don't want to say don't pay any attention to it. At the same time, it's like a small child that's not getting its needs met. First it may have a little bit of a cry, and if it doesn't get heard, then it may cry louder.
Yes.
We may avoid it, and I pay attention to the child, and then it starts crying and screaming even louder, maybe even throwing a tantrum eventually. And that's basically what society's kind of done in a way. We've really detached ourselves, connecting ourselves to each other, to our environment, to our very own bodies. And eventually, we're going to face a crisis personally and as a society or as a family or as a group of people or as a world to refocus our attention, to make that connection, to listen to what the body is trying to tell us. And at the same time, our culture right now is to the point where when we do have a symptom, I would say probably the majority of the time, that people will do something to block the symptom or
take
to shut it.
Take a pill.
Take a pill. You just pull out this part of your body and you'll never have to worry about cancer with that part of your body.
That's true. I mean, that isn't true, but that's what's happening. And you talked about universal energy, and this is something that's really exciting. The axiotonal lines bring energy into the body, life force into the body. So you actually work with life force.
That's right. And a lot of that has to do with our structure. You know, our structure determines function. So if we, if you take a tire and it wasn't round but it was square, it's not going to be able to propel a vehicle forward.
Very
so
good.
Everything is created with a purpose and a particular design to allow it to perform its best function. And at the same time, function is determines the structure. So with that in mind, our bodies are first and foremost energy. You know, when you talk about the sperm that meets the ovum at conception, when two cells gather together and form one cell, scientists to this day don't understand how those cells divide, but they divide and form two cells, and then they divide to form four, and then eight, and on until 40-plus quadrillion cells later, here we are. So it is all about energy and vibration, and that's really the essence of our structure when you get down to it on the finer components of what it's actually made up of.
When you were thinking of becoming a chiropractor, how did you happen to choose the network chiropractic as opposed to any of the others?
Prior to my externship in chiropractic college, when we would go and practice with, study under somebody, Dr. Donald Epstein, at that time based in New York, was on the board at my college, and I'd heard him speak and was impressed with his concepts. In chiropractic, like we mentioned earlier, there's many different types of techniques that are out there, and they all work wonderfully. They just don't all work on every person every time. And so he started asking questions and challenging different models and systems and put together an understanding that because each one is valuable in some people sometimes, why and when is each kind of form of chiropractic best or ideal with? And that evolved to the system of networking many different types of techniques together. And I appreciated that aspect, that always applying the most gentle forces first. I had favorable adjustments on myself at times, but other times it was uncomfortable. I didn't feel always the best with it. And if I can receive adjustments that were more gentle, more, perhaps what I've identified right now myself is more honoring on a consistent basis, less traumatic, I felt better. My body would be more willing to receive the adjustments. Some people tighten up before their adjustments for the different forces. Mm-hmm. And it just made sense. With gentleness, the body can just let go. It doesn't have to be as guarded and would be able to respond even better. And that
you
made
call
sense.
It soft touch?
Soft touch, gentle contacts.
How can that be effective then? How does that work better than the bone crunching concept.
Well, the more structural heart adjustments like you're talking about are more for when people are in serious accidents, a trauma, a bone is misaligned, like a physical cause, even a fall could physically misalign that bone, and therefore those kind of adjustments can help realign that physical aspect. However, many years ago there was a new model coming about as we explored these gentler forms of chiropractic and realizing that it's something called the tonal method or a method based upon tone or energy or elasticity and flexibility. In other words, it's not just about a bone out of place here. It's about the spinal cord. It's about your brain and your nerves and there can exist with different types of stresses and traumas, a pulling, an elongation, a stretching, which ultimately can be, you become twisted. They have names for people. Hey, don't be so uptight, like your spine is being pulled up and tight, or twisted. I feel like I'm twisted up like a pretzel. In other words, the body is twisted and contorted. So a lot of that isn't just a bone up. I'm sure the bones are out of place, but there's a deeper cause to that, and that happens to be the spinal cord, the nerve tissue that becomes distorted because of a lot of times environmental factors, chemicals in the food, our air, the water we take in, also our mental, emotional stresses and strains. So stress has a big play on this, how we deal with stresses. And a lot of times we deal with it, we get in, of course, if your life is threatened, it's important to protect yourself or to flee. It's called fight or flight response. However, after that situation is all over with, we should be adapt to the present moment. Release. Don't carry that forward. But so many times I find in practice that people are still holding on to things that have happened years, if not decades, ago. And that causes their entire, of course, their brain, the nervous system to pull, bones can be pulled out of place, and they stay stuck like that. And it's very hard to change that. It's like their software program is like an old computer. And we're on the latest computer now, but you can imagine when computers first came out, how well could you operate in today's world with one of those 386 computers?
Or the ones that took up a city block.
That's right.
Of networking stuff. It is unbelievable how far we've come, and chiropractic rather has come that distance too. I work with energy work also, and one of the things that you said just hit me, that people have long lost memories left in their cells of body trauma and emotional trauma, and their body, their cells are loaded with toxins, and also with now chaotic electric is a big one that no one has been addressing. We work with that, and the chiropractors who have taken our people in to give them their alignment and adjustments. And by the way, I have that on my energy scan. It's because I think this is so very important. The chiropractors like our people because they come in clean, and it says it's easier to work with them, easier to adjust them. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Our bodies are being bombarded from all kinds of microwaves and TV, FM, AM, radio waves.
Absolutely. What do you do with that? Is it something that you recognize as a chiropractor, the electrical overload? There's a new book out by Dr. Magda Havas, her name is, and she is a professor up in Trent University in Canada. And I've been working with her a bit, and she finally put it all in a book. I had seen her at a conference and heard her speak, and she was the only one that was talking about stray electric, dirty electric, and she showed animals who, cows and horses who were not able to stand on the ground without dancing, looked actually like they were dancing because of the electric, and I mean, she had so many examples in her show. Now she has a book out, which I've just ordered, so we'll get back to that another time with another show. But is electric, does that make it harder to adjust people when they're loaded with this chaotic electric? Or do you even know? Is it recognizable to you?
Right now, it's difficult because there's so many variables and factors that people are affected with. Like you said, there's the electrical aspect. We have to deal with food that has low life energy and forces
right.
in it. Genetically modified, it's altered. You got people that are working, we live in a domesticated environment where we're sitting, repetitive type of movements and motions all day long. There's not a lot of harmony in our social. Families are broken up and split up, and that's the point. There's like so many things, forces acting upon us. It's just like if we had a street or a freeway, and it's not properly taken care of and maintained, it begins to get potholes. it begins to get cracks. It begins to break down. And that's basically what's going on. We're seeing people breaking down sooner and earlier in their life than ever before. So you have these forces that are acting upon us. And so my focus is really, was twofold. One is just to educate people about these different dynamics. And we offer classes and courses in addition to just working on people, because I think it is important that they understand, like you're talking about, these electrical phenomenons and different things in our environment that are affecting us. Because I can work on people all day long, but if they're not taught to take care of or what to pay attention to make changes in their life, it's going to be hard, and it's like a fish swimming upstream. They're not going to be able to. It takes a lot of energy to try and get through all that.
Yeah.
So, but the key, what I found with my practice, is like adjusting people, allowing this force to build up, giving them the strength and the power to become stronger than these forces that are coming at them. And with that, then they can make healthier choices. So if people are, you can imagine someone that's hunched forward, shoulders are rounded because of maybe an old trauma, a bad relationship, they're protecting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking around with this kind of posture closed. They're not, compare that to a person that has erect posture, head
mm-hmm.
is up, shoulders are back, heart is forward, their chest is out, prominent. They attract different things. They project different energy, and they will be able to, they seem to be like guided or led to the better things. You know, they'll be guided to read the right books and to eat better foods and to have better relationships. So it's twofold, I see. One is we need to educate people about these factors that are bombarding us every day, and at the same time, applying through education and physical aspects, this re-strengthening or this helping them to increase their power, their energy, their viewpoint, their understanding about their body. And for example, when I first started doing this work, getting it done on me, I had no awareness about this, but when I was doing my externship, driving home, so I was working in Brooklyn and Belmore, Long Island every other day, and I was staying in Long Branch, New Jersey, so it was quite a bit of a drive. And in the beginning, I'd be driving home, and I would notice, after getting this work done on myself, my shoulders were up in my ears. And my first thought was, like, well, this is crazy. There's not that much traffic or stress on this freeway. You know, then like, no, you pay attention. You know, like my body said, no, you idiot, pay attention. You are stressed. So I started becoming more aware of my body through this practice that we do to identify, like, yeah, this is a stress. I am defensive, but there's no reason for it. There's no reason to defend myself here. And through this process evolved, my body became like a biofeedback device.
Yes.
So I was more aware of stresses. If I ate sugar sometimes, I can feel the back of my neck within 10 seconds. I mean, when you're stressed out, you don't know this stuff is affecting you.
Exactly.
But over time, you know, you get clear enough in yourself, it's like having a brand new car. You get it off the lot, you get home, every piece of dust and dirt you're wiping off, it looks beautiful, you want to keep it that way. Contrast that to somebody with an old beat-up car, it's got scratches and dings all over it, they don't care much about it. Someone put another scratch or dent in it, they don't even know it's there. So the healthier we get, the healthier we want to stay, and we want to make healthier decisions, and now we're going to be more proactive in changing our environment and dealing with these electromagnetic waves and GMO food and finding better relationships and working on supporting our community. In other words, we can't really work on supporting our community until we really get connected to our own environment, our own bodies. And then when we do that, it'll be easier. We'll have the desire to want to help others and make the world a better place.
Wow. I asked the right question, and I got a really good answer, and thank you for that. I think we had better take a little break here to remind our listeners that they're listening to A New Concept in Education, a seminar by phone in the comfort of their home. Ask the Experts is brought to you by Altwaters Technology, manufacturers of the planet's first system of frequency-imprinted energy medicine formulas. Medicine of the future, and it's here today, in partnership with Energy Medicine Foundation, a local 501c3. If you enjoy these free health and wellness events, you can thank our supporters by checking out their businesses or organizations listed online at altwaters.com/networking for you. You'll also find our countercards there listing our upcoming events. We hope you'll join us every month for this second Thursday event. And our very special guest next month is animal whisperer Joy Turner to tell us about talking with your animals. Remember, you can leave a question about a pet with a problem when you register for this event. And so back to the show with Dr. Greg Mookney online from Phoenix, Arizona. Dr. Greg, we have so much more we'd like to learn from you. Tell me just a little bit about your classes. You have classes at your center here in Phoenix.
Yes, that's right, Kara. We do weekly classes that are open to all of our new patients and their family and friends. It teaches people the basics about their body, how it was designed, how it's designed to help it heal itself and function, so that they can understand, like, this isn't just about, you know, just a come in a quick fix, like you go to a 7-Eleven, you get a big gulp, and you're on your way. It's a lifestyle, basically, a lifestyle of taking better care of ourselves. And so that's one of our important pieces. And we also do lectures that are open to the public. We'll do monthly lectures at a restaurant where we'll give people, buy them food, get them dinner. So we basically are feeding their spirits, minds, and their bodies. And it gives them an opportunity to hear us, see if this is something that they're looking for and would like to participate in.
Well, that's really exciting. It keeps you pretty busy.
It's my mission. So, you know, when you have this purpose in life to make the world a better place, and we all have our way of doing that, I'm just so privileged to have my hands be of service to other people and my experience and help them come to a better place of appreciation for their body and improve the quality of their lives so they can be improve the quality of the people's lives around them.
And I know they really appreciate that. I think they probably recognize the magic in your hands, too. As you actually are an energy worker, and that's what chiropractic, I think, was originally intended to be. Is that not true?
Yeah, that's
true. Was it not energy work?
Well, it's all about energy. It was an acknowledgement that we are an expression of this innate intelligence, and it's about power. It's about force. These creative forces moving through our body, making sure that it can do so with or without symptoms. That's that higher purpose of why to receive an adjustment. So some people can use it, and as we talk about, they may not fully get all the value out of a chiropractic adjustment. If they're just going for their headache and they stop going and then they come back when they have a symptom, it's like that's playing to the symptom. And we really want to play to life force, and allow these energies to really be able to flow through our bodies so that we can live a more productive life.
And you talked about lifestyle changes, that you really do work with lifestyles, and you're doing that through your classes.
Lifestyle, well, part of it has to do with understanding that it's a number of factors that are involved in a healthy life. And one of them, of course, one of the greatest indicators for long-term health has to be with our social factors. What kind of relationships, how many relationships we have. People obviously that don't have a lot of, you know, according to research, don't have a lot of relationships, they don't live long, healthy lives. Whereas one of the greatest indicators is those people, particularly mothers with, I believe, daughters, they'll have a strong bond, very nurturing to both of them. You look, women usually outlive the males. So it's important about what we eat, the foods that we put in, the quality of the foods that we put in, our thoughts. So we want to eat right. We want to think the right thoughts. And we want to be able to have or make sure our bodies are moving, and in addition to our social network. Those are the key factors that we educate people with so that they can, you know, not only just make sure that they don't have any nerve interference, but making sure that they maintain a healthy life, and these are the components that are involved in it.
That's extremely important. I think we have lost that somewhere along the way. And I think it is probably because of our lifestyles are much tied to our jobs, our work, and having us away from home as much as we are and having to grab fast foods, not taking the time to nurture ourselves, as you said. And so there are probably more chiropractic problems now than ever before in history.
And they're more complicated. You consider how many toxins and poisons are in our environment, and even babies are born with, I forgot the number, but it's incredible amounts, a newborn baby born with many chemicals already in it that is passed from the mother to the child. Our bodies are under assault more than ever before. At the same time, I think there's a a huge amount of information coming out about this, and a lot of people are starting to step up and challenge the status quo and working towards bodies and let alone a world that's more pure and clean and healthy. And it requires changing our priorities. I mean, sometimes we just get off course. We live in this great country, the United States of America, and we can get anything we want almost any time we want. And everything is so quick and so fast-paced. And at the same time, there's this disconnect really from the virtues, the values of what it's like, what we're here for as human beings. And it's more than just accumulating, these material resources, but it's in combining it with spirit, having a, even with our lives, it's combining the principles, the virtues, and our spiritual aspect in harmony with our physical world, and to create something even better than just the two of them separately.
How beautiful is that? What you said a moment ago about babies reminds me that I was told a long time ago that on the way, by a chiropractor, that on the way home from the hospital, every baby should be checked out by a chiropractor. Would you say that was true?
I would agree with that. When we look at the first, I would even call it the first trauma. I mean, maybe the first trauma before the birth process happens to be what actually happens inside the womb, let alone at the moment of conception. When you talk about, Carol, you so well do, about energy, what is the energy when two people conceive a child? Are they brought together with love? And do they want to bring a child based upon this love into the world?
Yes.
I think that vibration has a lot to do with even the quality of that soul that enters.
Yes.
So then you got all this, hopefully, wonderful, loving, can't wait to have this child come into the world energy. Or you have many people are in stress and conflict. The relationship may be edgy or difficult, even at worst, abusive. And that vibration all affects that developing child. So then you got all that before the first 9 or 10 months. And then when the baby's born, you have a lot of forces being applied. It's a lot different now than it used to be. Both my kids were born 18, 11 years ago now, and we did it more all-natural approach. I understand there's lots of complications nowadays. At the same time, it's kind of like birth process is looked at as a disease in a way.
It is. You're right.
It's treated like that. So rather, when my wife was giving birth, that we made sure that the room was beautiful, it was warm, it was cozy, it was comfortable for her. She can get up and walk around.
Home births. You did home births.
Home birth, that's right.
Mm-hmm. We did too.
So, and then, with the midwife that was trained, that as they are, to work on the birth, the labor itself, making sure it was as non-traumatic as possible. And then you contrast that to a lot of births where the baby's pulled out, they grasp the head, they're pulling on it, they torque and twist it, get both shoulders out.
That's right.
I've witnessed some of those also. So those are a lot of forces that go into a young baby's neck and body. And in the old days, they thought, well, the baby didn't really feel anything. Didn't really feel anything, could just kind of get away with almost anything. And so in the last 20 years plus, now we have you can talk to your baby in the womb, they're hearing this, you can put music on the belly there. This all goes into helping a healthier child. So
a lot
of people come away with respecting the life force from its first moments of conception. But the point that you're asking about was that trauma at birth is definitely significant and can set that child up for difficulties, whether it be learning disabilities, focus, concentration, ear, nose, and throat problems, immune compromise. When we have a subluxation at birth, that child cannot fully express all of its God-given potential. It's just not possible, as we understand.
It doesn't come through. It's not flowing through.
Not as effectively as possible. So now, in worst-case scenario, unfortunately, some children die at birth. It's so traumatic. But let's just say now there's just a little bit of nerve interference. So instead of dying all at once, maybe they die a little bit each day of their life. In fact, you wouldn't even recognize it. When we did this birth process, we did the Bradley method, which is a very harmonious way of actually it's father-supported childbirth for the with the mother. Our child was, when they was born, Michael was born, and we checked him right away. And then we also had some other children in the in our course that they kind of came over and we met with them and they had their babies. And, one of this, I remember this very clearly, this one child was just very just quiet, never really moved, didn't do much of anything. And you know, the mother thought that was great and natural, but it, you know, through further discussion, she was a little bit concerned, like, why am I, you know, man, this baby's just so still, you know. So I was privileged with the opportunity to adjust this baby, and it was the most amazing thing. With just this gentle light contact on a key point in this baby's neck, its eyes literally just sprang open, and then it began to scan the room from one side to the other.
Wow.
It was really amazing. It's like the baby just became alive at that moment. So we can look at the events that there was a subluxation that happened at birth. The baby survived. It was living. But how much living was it doing? And we know that these kids, they're sponges. They suck up everything from their environment. They're learning and growing and processing all kinds of information. But it appears from my experience that these blockages affect our body's ability, our own consciousness, our own awareness, and we don't fully interact with our environment. We're not totally absorbing everything. And when we do, when we are living with 100% energy, as much life force flowing through our body as possible, there's just another hum that we have. We sing a different song. We dance to a different tune. We have more vibration and life force flowing through us, and we are more fuller in our living, in our choices. It was just amazing, that experience with that young child, compared to our child who had the benefits of chiropractic, getting adjusted and seeing, you know, and having these tools at our family's disposal. It's really been a blessing for us.
Do you do many babies? Do many people? I mean, people are not aware that this would be a wise thing to do for their newborn child. Do you do many newborn babies?
I don't, unfortunately. Not as many as I would like to.
I think we need to advertise you and tell people about this. This is terribly important.
Yeah, because
I knew it was important. I just didn't know it was this important.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that young little plant growing up. If it's given the right minerals, the right nutrients, and all the light, it's the same thing. It's just, but our system is so taught and educated about symptoms and
mm-hmm.
problems. And it's all about reducing our problems. I mean, that's our Western world. You got a problem, let's reduce it. We're saying,
right.
Like, so
make you feel better.
Yeah, chiropractic got thrown into that mix where it's kind of like a treatment kind of thing. You got problems, let's reduce it. We're saying, you know, and then when it's reduced, then you reduce your care and you don't come back, or you come back only when you hurt.
Mm-hmm.
However, the way I use it with myself, my family, and those clients that are actually ready for this change of thinking is like you get checked to see if you need to be adjusted. Because if you do, to get an adjustment allows more life energy to flow through you. So the question becomes now is, well, do you want to come in just to treat a symptom or just to get by in life? Or it's kind of like exercise. You do it to help yourself become healthier, to have more life and energy flow, to become better in all aspects of your life. So, for example, if you have a meeting, let's say I'm going to either work out, I'm going to go lift weights, or I'm going to go for an important meeting. Do I want to go into that meeting or lift that weight if my structure, if my system, if my consciousness is
mm-hmm.
compromised?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I want to go in it at my very best, feeling, being fully present in my body so I can bring all that fullness into matching that weight I'm going to be lifting or that important meeting that I'm going to be going into?
Wow. You take my breath away. You do a lot of family chiropractic. Do you work with many teenagers? Do they come in as teens? You work with babies, with children?
We do
the whole gamut?
Yeah, we do we say from birth to death, basically. You know, I'll just give you one more story of a child. This young child was in perhaps kindergarten, first grade, and the mother came in, of course. She heard the story, and she brought her child in because it made sense to her, get the child checked. We found the child had a lot of tension, a lot of stress, and for a young child, that was kind of different. In fact, she needed quite a bit of care. And an interesting fact is that after she got her adjustments, she would go home and she'd just run around and go crazy, had all this energy, and it's like, the mother didn't even know what to think about it. And it happened like two or three times, and you know, once again, she comes back every time, all this tension and stress, and like, wow, what's going on here? It doesn't make sense. I mean, are we not good parents? And we said, no, it may not mean anything about being a bad parent. But something's going on here. It's triggering all this stress and tension in her, and then she comes in and she releases it. Like, she goes crazy and runs all over the place. So eventually what happened was after one of her visits, the young child probably, I think it was like 4 years old, so probably talking about kindergarten here, she was actually in some, she came to her mother and said, remember, Mommy, when that one time I went over, I'm making up this name now, Bob's house, Billy's house, and he punched me? Mm-hmm. And Mom, like, was just floored by this because she didn't really remember this experience. And mm-hmm. so what happens now is that this child was holding that charge, that energy, or that abuse in her, and now she's going and actually enrolled in this school, this daycare center, I think it was more exactly what it was. And so every time that there was like this memory of, she goes in and maybe she might get hit or get beat up, and that triggered her to go into defense physiology.
Mm-hmm.
So it was amazing that even at age 3 or 4, these traumas occur because of various reasons, and we can hold on them, onto them, and they can affect and pollute our interactions later on in life, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years later. They can even affect our marriage, the people we choose in life, and how healthy and happy we are in those relationships. Now, the other aspect is from,
go ahead.
From birth to death, the other aspect is on the far end of the spectrum as we age and we're really moving into checking out of this, this off this planet into the next dimension. Some people have a hard time letting go, right?
That's true.
Some family members don't want to let their parents or grandparents go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
and fear on their part for of leaving also.
Exactly. It works mm-hmm. on both parties.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say this is this kind of chiropractic that we do, as I was taught in chiropractic college, from birth to death, it actually, and I think B.J. Palmer, who was the developer of chiropractic, said this helps people in this lifetime and into their next lifetime. In
That's
other
beautiful.
Words, it helps you to let go of your attachment, and a lot of times people that are having a difficult time passing on are able to let go and mm-hmm. to enjoy that spiritual moment of transitioning into the next dimension.
Would you say it's ever too late in any age person? I know what your answer is going to be, but let's put it on tape.
Well, with this form of gentle chiropractic, even somebody with osteoporosis, brittle bones, 80, 90, I've worked on people 100 years old.
Very good.
For them, I mean, they'll never be like an 18 or 19-year-old again, but at the same time, they can appreciate a better quality of energy flowing through their body, becoming more soft, breathing easier, and helping have more of an alert brain. So never
you know,
too late.
My father, I took in to a chiropractor. He had been to chiropractors all his life because he was kicked in the spine as a child, also jumped off a pile of wood and landed on his spine. I mean, when he was a kid. I mean, there were things in his life that he knew and his back hurt. But I was not chiropractic oriented ever, didn't ever feel a need have to go to a chiropractor. But I did take him once. It was not network because I didn't hear of network. I didn't know about it. But I was really intrigued because it was a gentle chiropractic also. I was very fortunate. It was orthogonal, which worked without crunching bones also. And he was, it really helped him. He always felt wonderful. It was a deal, a big deal, a trip, and a wonderful feeling when he came out. I think that if we could do that with our elders, it would not only add to their life, but it would make them happier, feel wonderful. And I don't think we do that. I think there's a time when they should have it.
Yeah, unfortunately, as people age, they take these patterns into their older age, and most people are taking more drugs rather than less drugs as they
oh,
age.
Yes.
It's just more piling on, and now you got symptoms and side effects because of the multiple drugs that they're taking, and people feel like zombies a lot of times. They may not they may control
right.
their brain. Maybe they're not as depressed, but they just don't feel like alive. And that's what we talk about, turning traumas into treasures. Like, hey, let's you know, when you have a problem, let's investigate. Let's see what the body's trying to tell us. Let's take this problem to another level. Let's learn from it. And then when we, like the body gave us these problems, it can take it away when it gets the right connections established.
That's very, it sounds very much on line with my thinking and with what is the truth. In fact, you speak a lot of the truth, and it resonates with everyone, I'm sure, that are your clients. You do more than just chiropractic. I was really fascinated when I checked out your website that you have a lot of other things going on. to help people. What else?
Well, sometimes people come in really difficult shape. For example, I mean, they've let their bodies go. I've had people come in hunched over, and they said they've been in pain for 2 years, walking around hunched over. I mean, you talk about not listening to the signs that something's not right, or having the confidence to do the right thing and get checked. And, you know, it's like, love yourself enough to do the right thing and do it quickly, and you can live a better life. So, but we're ready for those kind of people also. So they may have bulging or herniated disc. So we have a special spinal decompression machine, non-surgical spinal decompression, which actually helps to correct or resolve some of these bulging herniated disc problems. We use low-level laser, and that uses different wavelengths and frequencies that can help. Basically, turns on the mitochondria, which produce ATP. So basically, we're turning on the cells that make energy. So our organs are made up of tissues. Our tissues are made up of cells, and our cells have pieces in them that sometimes get plugged up, get damaged, broken down. This kind of new technology helps to these cells to get turned on, to do their job so that the tissues, organs, and systems of the body can heal more quickly. So a broken bone that may take 6 to 8 weeks to normally heal can heal in as short as 2 to 3 weeks. People that have a frozen shoulder, arthritis in their different knees and different joints can get better range of motion. So this kind of equipment has been tested to increase muscle strength and range of motion, so it is FDA approved. We also use nutrition, and we do a full blood test with urine and hair analysis to determine people's nutritional needs, because a lot of times people are guessing. They hear the latest thing about a nutrient, and they take this. Next thing you know, they're taking so many different things, and they don't even know if it's working or
what they specifically need.
So exactly. We have this kind of testing that we do in our office so that we help that nutritional need. And I personally believe an integrative approach to health and wellness. So we have a psychotherapist on staff. We have a physical therapist. I work with an osteopath. We do exercise rehabilitation here. So we really work together, multiple disciplines, to give the person more of a whole body, whole spirit, mind, body approach to health and wellness.
I would say that you are multidimensional in your work with healing the body. And I would bet that there are not a lot of therapies that include this many types of this much help, this much different kinds of help that you have. And it is very impressive. And I'm sure your clients love you, Dr. Greg. I have here, we asked you if you had questions what kind of questions people ask you. And let me read to you what your response was, and please give us some answers for these. You said, someone with the initials JG said, all my life I have had no tolerance for things. I would get easily upset, and even taking a shower would cause me pain. The doctor said I had physical depression and chemical depression with fluid around my brain. My meds keep it in balance, but it doesn't go away. I'm female and in my mid-50s. Is there any hope for me? What kind of a situation was that?
Carol, what's funny about this, maybe not too funny, but when I look back on this story, I didn't know this person had all these problems as I worked on them. So after a conversation, after they'd been coming in for quite a few months, just in conversation about them and their background, they relayed to me that since they've been coming in, this past history, all these things that they had suffered from, and this is what happened. And it was interesting that we don't need to know all the detail and troubles a person's gone through. When we get a person aligned, when we give them the right elements to live a more fully abundant life, these issues, these challenges that this person was having a difficult time overcoming, quite possibly, if not most commonly, can be lessened, if not totally released.
That is exactly right, and that's the easy way to do it, instead of by treating each symptom individually. That's the best way.
Exactly. When you get to the core or deal with more of the core issues of somebody, we don't have to know every single detail and know exactly what to do every second. We just know that bodies work better with more power, with more force, and with appropriate energy flow. And when we don't have that, You name it. The books have thousands of different symptoms and diseases. Any one of them can manifest, and they can manifest differently in different people. But when everything is in harmony, is in order, disorder like this person was suffering from, it's just unbelievable, from a child. So they live most of their life in this crazy kind of symptomatology. They are able to live a happier life ever after.
And we have people who have come to us who have been on from anywhere from 19 to 29 drugs, meds, one for each symptom they were having. And one woman was able to get off of 19 meds. That's one I remember. I remember the one with 29 couldn't get off. And it was really a sad situation because, you know, we know that meds are toxic. They're chemicals and toxic to the body. And we have the same idea in the energy formulas that we use. We have one six-week system that works for everyone. A newborn baby, an elder, doesn't matter what disease. It just cleanses the body at the cellular level. And when that happens, everything clears, so much clears. That's why we have separated out the alignment issues, because we know that works very well. When we get the body cleansed, those two work together very well, and you have to have the alignment, the spinal thing working too. So this is what you have said just rings a bell with me. You have another one here. I'm 18 years old, and ever since I was a little girl, I've had terrible headaches. I've been to all kinds of doctors, neurologists, and therapists with no success. They say after all kinds of imaging and MRIs of my brain, nothing is showing. There is nothing wrong with me. Can you and your type of chiropractic help me? That was another one of your cases.
Yeah, another. When you look at the waste of life and the difficulties that people face, the challenges, this young girl had headaches at a very early age, and all the great doctors, all the great gizmos and gadgets, the imaging machines and devices couldn't find anything wrong.
Amazing.
However, yeah, it's amazing. So when we just look at just the pure, I mean, obviously we don't know, science doesn't know everything with their present knowledge. I mean, they're not very knowledgeable, but where are we going to be in another 50 or 100 years? What kind of devices will we have to measure our energy fields, the cellular vibrations? I mean, I'm sure it will be a different place. However, right now we make judgments by our machines, and they don't find anything, so sometimes they'll be labeled, well, it's just in your head.
That's right, often.
I saw that so often when I first was in practice back in the 80s. A lot of ladies would come, and nobody could find anything, and well, it's just in your head. I mean, it's just so disrespectful. I mean, at least say that,
you're
you know what?
You're doing this to yourself, in other words.
Yeah, and it's like if we, even as a professional, like we need to get to the point where even as professionals, as doctors and therapists, it's important to just to say we don't know it all. We don't have all the answers. I'm sorry, I can't help you. You might want to look somewhere else, maybe look to chiropractic or some other form of therapy, but that's not often done. It's like if we don't know it, they have the answer, then it doesn't exist out there, and it's just in your head, and maybe you should see a psychiatrist. But in this woman's case, from a very simple, easy chiropractic evaluation, and one of the most important evaluations somebody may ever get is to see if their spine is in proper alignment. We identified a blockage in her upper neck at C1 and C2, atlas or axis as it's called. When we made these gentle adjustments, the nerve tension disappeared, and so did her headaches.
And there
and it was,
go back to root cause again.
Root cause. When you have a problem at the root, the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the blooms may have problems. The fruit will have problems. So we've just become experts of looking at minutia at the end point rather than going back to the roots. And when you take care of the root problem, a lot of the other aspects and the different branches of illnesses and problems will disappear.
And we've said that too. Someone has a headache, they take an aspirin. And it could be a tumor on their brain, but then that still is not the root cause. The tumor could be caused by electric, or it could be caused by toxins. And so we have to clean all of that up. And so we're working on the same idea, and it really does work, doesn't it? Root cause really does work.
It works, and it's a combination. I mean, we often, when I first got into practice, there was a lot of, bashing maybe of our medical doctors, and
oh, yeah.
And maybe there was maybe that was, you know, there's a lot of room for, you know, that maybe that was to some degree appropriate. However, we also know that the doctor's under great pressure because a lot of the patients just want a quick fix. You know, if they don't get their drug to one doctor, well, I'm going to go find somebody else who's going to write me a prescription, right? So, I mean, it takes two to tango. So it's important for your listeners, our clients or patients to become more educated, ask better questions so you can get better answers. And I always like to teach people, always ask why. Why is this going on? Mm-hmm. Why is therefore that going on? And you go back enough whys, mm-hmm. eventually you'll find the solution and you get this thing handled and you resolve it.
And the way you are working is educationally, and that is probably the most important. As soon as you get people involved in understanding and learning, they want to know more, and they want to take better care of themselves. They just didn't understand before. So you're a good teacher, Dr. Greg. You're a very good teacher. I also want to say that your intuition, as an energy intuitive, I can give you a reading on that one. Your intuition is 99%, and I always say only God is 100%, so that's pretty good. And I think the work that you do with, you say you're guided intuitively to work on where to work on people, what they need. So you did recognize that, didn't you?
Yeah, I would like to say maybe if I'm 99%, Carol, that maybe God would be considered 1,000.
Okay, very good. That's true.
Definitely room to fine-tune myself, and but I appreciate that comment.
Actually, I do say that he gave, he/she gave animals instincts and gave us intuition in order to guide us, help us guide ourselves. And so I think that 99% intuition is really important for us, and we've lost it. We have lost it. It's lost in parents not listening to their children's intuition, and teachers believing that there's only one answer, and in all of the toxins that are in our body and this electric now, our intuition is dumbed down or missing altogether, and that's probably why we have a lot of the problems in our world today.
Yeah, it's interesting you talked about the intuition and. You know, this is something that evolves over time. We become, you know, we study, we educate. That's our educated brain. But then there's a higher aspect, and that's important to realize, too. And when I'm working on people, sometimes you just step away. So I work on a number of people at the same time, and so there's a space when I walk from one person to the next. And sometimes that I believe that allows that connection to kind of guide me. And, the other thing is we need to empty ourselves of all of our preconceived ideas to give us the opportunity to allow spirit to work through us, to be present with that person and to listen. And it really just takes over time of keeping ourselves clear enough, as you suggested there, removing all these pollutions and toxins, because that affects our brains. It affects our body's ability to be a great sense.
And our connection with Source. I mean, our being in tune with the infinite.
It's a constant practice, I mean, because mm-hmm. we're being bombarded all the time, so it's really important. And there's a lot of people, a lot of things trying to pump their information into our heads, but it really has nothing to do with life and our connections with life. So there was a time of acknowledging, like, you know, enough is enough, and now we live in the information age, and we are bombarded with all kinds of information, which further gets us into our thinking head and not into our feeling of our body, into our sensing or intuitive aspects.
And here we are at the end of another Ask the Experts event, and I never got to ask you, what made you decide to become a chiropractor?
You don't want to know that, do you?
I do.
It would sound kind of crazy, because I don't often tell that story, but I ran into somebody a couple of weeks ago that had something similar happen to them, so I felt like, wow, there's somebody just like me out there. They became a therapist for no known reason, other than that it was just like kind of like to do that. So I remember something similar after high school, sitting on my porch out there in Warren, Michigan, outside Detroit, and wondering what I'm going to do with the rest of my life, and the word chiropractor came into my head. I had never been to one. My family didn't go to one. I didn't know what one was, but okay, that was like, all right, thank you. So that's maybe called divine inspiration or intuition. I'm not sure what. It was kind of interesting to me at that time. And so that's really what started it. And I came from more from a medically orientated family, medical background. My mom had a serious condition and was taking multiple drugs every day of her life. Mm. And so when I told them I wanted to be a chiropractor, you know, they kind of said, hey, you know, maybe you want to check with something else. And so they were more medical, so orthopedist, I checked with osteopath and optometry, so I went to all these other different routes, but just felt like the doors were closed. It's just like I wasn't, like my thought wouldn't go very far when I contemplated on these different careers and when I investigated these different professions, but I just said, forget all that, I'm just going to go back to this thought of being a chiropractor, and when I did, my life just like opened up. Everything kind of just, like a red carpet came out. So it's interesting how we're kind of guided in life. We don't know what's happening in the moment many times until we look back and we see, oh, yeah, now I understand. So that's kind of my story. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of out there a little different, but it is what it is, and that's how I got started.
Actually, I'm getting that you were very intuitive your entire life, and you were indeed in tune with the infinite. And I know that when we are in tune and we do ask a question, we do get an answer. It's sometimes we just don't listen. So we're glad that you listened, Dr. Greg. Yeah. And you need to tell us how we can get in touch with you for our local people. And do you do distance work? This is going all over the United States, so do you do distance work?
There's a couple things I could do. First of all, our office phone number is 602-866-3505.
Say that again.
602-866-3505. We have a web address. It's called mychiropractoraz.com. That's mychiropractoraz.com. So they can check out our website. We were on Fox 10 News, and they have a 4-minute clip of the work that we do on there. They did a very well, good job of explaining that. They can contact me. Sometimes people will fly in and do some extended periods of time of work in our office.
Very good.
If that doesn't work out, I can. If they contact me with their questions or where they're at, I'd be happy to find a practitioner in their location or in their area, if at all possible.
And one that you intuitively know would be helpful for them.
Yeah, if possible, if I know somebody or have a relationship, I would definitely get them connected that way.
Yes. Okay, I know there are a lot of people out there who are going to benefit from the magic of your hands and also from the information. Oh, I should ask you, do you record your talks? Are they on CDs so that people can purchase them? That would be helpful.
That's a good idea, Carol. I think I'm going to have to start that up right away.
You should do that, and then you can advertise your CDs for those who can't get into your lectures. And I am so grateful for you being here tonight, and thank you so much for sharing. And you have a final word or two? I'm sure that you have some words of wisdom that we need to hear.
Well, I'd just like to appreciate the people that you're working with and are tuning into your ongoing show to further educate themselves. And these are the people that are really the leaders of the future, really looking at how they can improve the quality of their lives, and maybe they're tuning in for themselves or maybe a family member or a friend. And that's important. It's all about love, loving ourselves, loving each other, and trying to make the world a better place. And I think we do that under this kind of circumstance when like-minded people gather together. We become a very powerful force for change in this world that so direly needs this change at this time. And we lead by example. So as we are healthier, we make healthier choices. We can inspire other people, give them the power to make equally healthy choices to improve their lives. And it's just like paying it forward. It just continues to snowball in a very positive way. So thank you very much, Carol. I really appreciate your time and having me on the show.
You are definitely a leader, and we're so proud to have you here in Phoenix. Thank you, Dr. Greg.
Thank you, Carol.
You've been listening to Ask the Experts. You can register for the next free event, Talking with Your Animals with Joy Turner, who is an animal communicator, and she will be speaking the second Thursday of next month. You can register online at altwaters.com or at energymedicinefoundation.org, or you can call us at 602-996-9753. If you'd like to share this information with your friends and family, you can order the CD for just $10 by calling Altwater Technology at 602-996-9753. This is Carol Kepler, your host, wrapping up another amazing evening of learning. We hope you'll join us again next month and tell a friend. Blessings until we meet again.